Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is one of my last shows in this studio. I'm going to be getting a new studio. They're going to be starting in the new studio Monday. Yay! I'm so excited. Hey, I love the studio. It's a little smaller. I could kind of get good acoustics. I could go, me, 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 me. I like my acoustics. Yeah. I could sing my Def Leppard. I could sing kind of my old school rock. Love it. Yeah. Anyway, so I love being in my studio. It's small. I didn't realize that my studio could actually be a testing booth for COVID. Apparently, there's a Dutch researcher that found that if you sing me, me, if you sing or if you scream, ah, they could test you for COVID. Now, there's been a variety of ways for people to get tested for COVID. There's the, you know, nasal pharyngeal swab where they stick it all the way to the back of their throat. I got to hand it to Governor Cuomo, okay, even though I'm not a fan, but I got to tell you, he stood there and got that swab without flinching. That's pretty tough to do on TV. I mean, I would have really puckered up and been, you know, I don't know if I could handle it, but he did on TV. Not sure how much longer he's going to be in office. We're going to talk about that. But, you know, the nasopharyngeal swab, not very easy. The swab in the throat, you can do the little nasal one. A lot of people do the nasal one, but I don't know how effective that is. There's saliva tests. There's urine tests. You can pick COVID in the urine. There's the anal swab, made famous in China, where they make you bend over, and for 10 seconds, they swab your rectum, an anus. And dogs, they can use dogs to sniff your underarm. Apparently, gosh, where was this? There was a country where they had dogs sniff. They were athletes. Hold on a second. Belgium. Dogs were tasked with smelling armpits of players. And apparently, corona has an odor. And dogs were able to pick up coronavirus from a stinky armpit. Oh. I would rather do that than the anal swab. I'm telling you right now. I like the singing, though. You know? I'm all about that bass. I could like it. I could sing. Just like, and I'm not going to leave the booth. I'm just going to sit there and sing. And like, okay, Dr. Wax, you're done. Get out of here. No, because I love the acoustics. Same thing with the shower. I always sing in the shower. I don't really like to sing anywhere else in the house, but the shower just always sounds good. So apparently, a Dutch researcher found that if you're in a sound booth, and you scream or sing, they are able to pick up COVID. Now, is that really practical? No. I don't see how that, unless maybe in an airport. Well, you know what? It could be cheaper in a way because these swabs cost money. You have to take them. What if it's something like everybody, you go through there and you go, you know. Or, I don't know, sing in a Havana, unana, sing something, and then they can't do, like, the soft sound. Like, you know, there's some soft songs out there. Like, you know, oh, gosh, what's that song? It's like where she whispers. I don't know who it is, but she, like, whispers the whole song. You couldn't do that. I mean, you would have to be like, dream on, dream on. I mean, it would have to be really good. I could have waited. I would already have a playlist. You know, and then I would say, can you guys actually let everybody else hear it? You know, so be like, ooh, yeah, rock star. So, yeah, you just walk in, you yell, you scream, and then you move on. So it could be cool. I like the idea. I just don't know how practical it's going to be, and I don't know how expensive it's going to be. Now, we do have a rising problem here when it comes to bootleg COVID vaccines. So some of you guys are getting calls or texts saying, we got an extra vaccine. Come on down. And you're like, really? They go, we know you're not on the list. If you pay us $20, pay us $50, we'll give you your shot today. Well, what about my family? I think we could get you another one. So you run. You race over. Where do we go? Where do we go? What, do we go into the health department? No, no, no. We are going to be in the parking lot of this. We're giving them out in this parking lot. But because we're running out, there's not going to be a lot of them. You're probably going to be the last one today. So we'll stay here just for you. So you're thinking that it was some big mass vaccination site. You drive down there, and there's somebody there with a shot. You pay them, get your shot, and it wasn't a COVID shot. You need to be really, really careful. Right, there's a lot of people anticipating wanting to get shots. In fact, I think in Arizona, they've already dropped it down to if you're over 18. Like, if you're over 18, you could come in. Arizona's already vaccinated 40% of their population. And so they're opening it up. So as more people get vaccinated, you know, we're going to have some areas where they're not going to get signups. And so we're going to start to see much more availability. You're going to be in some areas where you're still waiting. I don't know. One city lowered it down to 50. I think where I live, we're still at the 65 range. So depending on where you live, sometimes, you know, they're on it, sometimes they're not. And it's not so much them being on it. You might have a lot of people in that city that are like, I'll pass, I'll pass. Remember that report came out that a third of our military is passing on it? So, you know, you might have not as much enthusiasm in one county versus another. But you really got to be careful because there are some bootleg, there's also dark web. People are selling vaccines. They're like, we could get you a bottle. We got a hold of a shipment, so we could give you a bottle for your family, and we'll give you the syringes, and we'll give you the directions. Well, wait a second. Was it properly frozen? Was it properly diluted? You got it diluted, and then you have, no, no. I wouldn't trust it. So what I would recommend, because you might get a call from a health department or a friend at a pharmacy saying, guys, you know, I know you haven't gotten a shot yet. We have extra. Because a lot of people have gotten their vaccines by extra. Yeah. In fact, I heard that some medical students were like, look, you know, if you guys have extra, can we get some? Some students were able to get it before their schools kind of, you know, were able to start doing it. So some people were able to get it that way. So you think, okay, that's how I'm going to get my vaccine. Somebody's going to grab me in the hallway. So I'm going to be around. Be careful. Okay. There's also going to be, unfortunately, people that are vultures, you know, in areas where people are waiting to get a last minute vaccine. There's vultures that might be just kind of waiting and saying, hey guys, I got it. You ready? Roll up your arm and then take money from you. And it's not supposed to cost you any money. All right. And if it isn't from the health department or from something that you can verify online, don't, I wouldn't get it until you know you're getting it from a facility that's you know, designated for that. 1-877, that's Alley number one.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to MySolarBackup.com today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So yesterday, the San Diego Zoo announced that it was in the process of vaccinating many of their great apes after several of their gorillas became sick with SARS-CoV-2. So far, 4 orangutans, 5 bonobos, is that the right word? They have bonobos, are in the process of being vaccinated. This has been reported by Yahoo.com, the San Diego Union-Tribune report as well. They said the zoo would only say some of the members of the great apes were being vaccinated. Now, Zoetis is a producer of medicine and vaccinations for animals, provided the shots, according to the zoo. They are not intended for human use. So we have animal vaccinations. I think that's pretty cool. They say Zoetis provided our veterinarians with a limited supply of recombinant purified spike protein vaccine intended for use in protecting animals against SARS-CoV-2. The vaccine doses originated from a supply strictly intended for non-human use, because you know people are going to probably lose their mind going, what? We all were vaccinated and you're now vaccinating animals. Well, I, you know, if animals, I'm not opposed to animals getting the vaccine because I do believe that COVID might have originated from an animal, might have been tinkered with in a lab, but I think its origins did come from bats. And so, you know, we do know that these viruses can jump and, you know, mess around, you know, and then change and be able to come to humans. So since we are, you know, so close to animals and zoo settings and things like that, I'm fine with it. So the zoo said the animals were getting the shots 3 weeks apart, just like Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, and they have begun receiving them in January. Officials have seen no adverse reactions, so no Moderna arm or rash complaints or body aches or any of the other stuff we all were complaining about. All right? Gorillas are tough. So, meanwhile, the two gorillas of San Diego Zoo Safari Park that was infected are on the mend. They say the gorilla troop at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park are doing well, appear to be on their way to full recovery. The gorillas will not be vaccinated as they were exposed to the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and we assume their own immune systems have developed antibodies. They can also run a test if they want to. So, the animals look happy. They look pretty happy. So California Governor Gavin Newsom on Wednesday said the state had administered already about 10 million vaccines. He was not counting the animals in that, they said. All right. So at the Bronx Zoo, remember 8 big cats, 5 tigers, and 3 lions came down with the virus last year. So we know this virus likes animals. Every time my dog sneezes, I'm like, "Ooze, do you have coronavirus?" And she looks at me like, "No, I don't have coronavirus." I'm like, "Gavin, you sneeze." She's like, "Nope, I don't have coronavirus." 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's been a couple days since the mask mandate was lifted, and you've heard a lot of debates. I think Joe Biden had called, you know, the governors or their actions Neanderthal. And that didn't go well because I think the Connecticut governor is opening up also, and he's Democrat, so you got to kind of be careful who you call names to. But what I understood this to be when it came to Texas opening up the mask mandate and all that is they weren't telling everybody to rip off their masks. This wasn't like a 1960s bra burning or 70s bra burning festival. This was, "Look, guys, we're going to stay out of it. We're not going to mandate you now. We did the mandates. We followed what everybody else did. We did the lockdowns. If you want to open up and run a business, you can. If you don't want to open up your business, you don't have to. If you want to wear a mask, you can. If you don't want to wear a mask, we're not going to force you. It's not going to be a crime." Mississippi governor, I think, even still urged people to do some sort of face covering. But what they took out was government restrictions on it. Now, throughout the news and throughout different media outlets, some people are saying, we're still going to follow the guidance by the CDC. We're going to still continue to wear a mask. You can. In fact, there's some restaurants saying we are going to wear a mask. You know, we're going to wear a mask because we know there's going to be some parts of the population. This is where capitalism comes into play. And supply and demand and what people want. You're going to have some people that are going to be looking for mask, COVID, strict social distancing sort of facilities, restaurants, retail. You're going to have others that are just not going to care. And so you're going to have some companies go, "Look, all right, we're going to cater to the COVID concerned population or the vulnerable." You have others that are going to say, "We're going to kind of cater to everybody else. If you don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to." Now, this is going to be kind of tricky because some of these restaurants, some of the restaurants owners had said, "Look, you know, our staff are still going to wear masks." I think that's cool. As long as the worker can still breathe and it's not inhibiting their breathing, I like it. I mean, I'm not going to demand that they do that on behalf of me, but if they do it, I could like it. I got to admit, you know, it's been kind of nice going to a restaurant and not having so many people right on top of you. I don't know if you've ever, you know, eaten in like a little deli or an area in New York. I think I went to a Dunkin' Donuts, and coming from the West, you sit at your own table. Well, in New York, many of these places, you just take an empty seat, even if you're at a table with somebody else. It's just a whole little different, you know. And so, there's not a big dining area, so if you have to sit and eat, you just sit down and you sit next to it. There's an open chair. in some of these really small little areas. But with other, you know, out in the West, I mean, you do that, you could get punched. So you have to find a whole separate table and you sit there. I got to tell you, we went to dinner with some friends, and I mean, it was so wide, so spacious. I mean, unfortunately, you know, the business could have taken a loss as a result of that. But you do have some people that are going to want to find places that could do that. So if a restaurant wants to advertise themselves and promote themselves and say, look, we're kind of CDC friendly. And we're still following the CDC guidelines, so we're all tables are 6 feet apart, or we're only at 50% capacity, and, you know, you'll have a safer eating environment here. I think there's a market for that for some people. Remember I told you guys, masks aren't going to go away, nor are social distancing, because you have a lot of people that really like that. There's a group of people that really don't want the lockdowns to go away. Or the changes to ever reverse. The problem is it's not practical. When you pay for square footage, you're paying high rent. You need volume when it comes to customers. Now, I own a couple salons. We were always kind of low-key. We live in areas that aren't very busy metropolis, and so we staffed whatever we needed, a lot of room, not really a lot of people. So when we went to 50% capacity, we were already at 35% capacity. We weren't really using all our square footage. So for us, we didn't really make much of a change. But you have other, and so luckily our bottom line is okay, because we never had to rely on that much volume. Trust me, we'd make more money if we packed people into that salon. But no, we don't have to. I mean, why go through the staffing? Why go through the, it just, no, you know, so we were already at less than 50% capacity. So when the changes happened, it was kind of, all right. So we lost money because less people still came in, but it wasn't to the degree that others had, because our normal baseline was still that, roughly that same number. But other places that had a mill, where they were just cranking people out over and over and over again, they got hurt. They lost a lot of their bottom line. And they had stylists standing around going, what do we do? So while people are kind of criticizing what's going on with Texas and all that, we have another issue coming where we're having a lot of migrants come in. Many of them could be COVID positive. We heard about 100 or so because of the catch and release. They were tested. They did test positive, but they had to be released. They're in Texas. So I understand why the Texas governor and the Mississippi governor and maybe others are thinking, you know what? You know, our constituents are mad. They're dying financially. The hospitals are open up. Everybody's saying they can handle it. And we're going to see a surge anyway, because we're having now people from Mexico come in and Honduras and, you know, people that could have COVID. So the numbers are going to go up anyway. We might as well, you know, let people make whatever money we can. If we have to lock down later, we have to. But right now, we'll let people work. And so I get it. You know, I mean, I might have done the same thing as a doctor. People always ask, would you have done what Texas and Mississippi did? Well, if I couldn't control what was happening on my southern border because, the feds are allowing people to come in with COVID, I would talk to the hospital centers. I would talk to everybody and go, look, guys, the number's going to go back up. We're going to go through this again. Do you want to open or not? Can you handle it? And if everybody said, look, let's at least open up and start making some, you know, bringing back the economy, I might have listened. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is continuing to debate the sweeping COVID-19 relief bill today. Democrats clearing a procedural hurdle on Thursday to get it there, and it barely passed with Vice President Harris breaking the tie vote. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the bill.
I will be a no vote on this. When you have a bill that only 9% is there for COVID relief, the rest is going to arts, humanities, transportation, bailouts for the big blue state.
Only 9% of the package goes to COVID relief, and only 1% of the spending will go towards accelerating vaccine distribution. Employers adding 379,000 jobs in February, the unemployment rate edging down to 6.2%. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. counted fewer than 40,000 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday for the first time in 5 months. With cases declining and vaccine shipments picking up speed, a number of states are relaxing restrictions, something White House COVID-19 advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is not a fan of.
I wouldn't want to see a light switch go on and off with regard to restrictions. I would like to see, as we get the level of virus in the community to a very low level, well below the 60 to 70,000 new infections, somewhere, you know, I'll just pick a number, even though, you know, there's not a good model there yet, but I would say less than 10,000 and maybe even considerably less than that.
Pope Francis is on the ground in Baghdad making his historic first visit to Iraq. Francis is the first pope to visit the Middle Eastern nation, often called the cradle of civilization. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we speak a lot about veterans and how they've been kind of holding up throughout this crisis. And joining us next is Melissa Como, Director for the Military and Veteran Caregiver Network for Red Cross. So she's going to kind of talk about some of the challenges military members, veterans, and their families are currently facing. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us. We know you're busy, and we love the fact that you've been able to take some time to kind of talk to us today.
Oh, anything for you, Dr. Dahlia. It's such an honor to be here today. March is Red Cross Month, and I want to tell you all about our veteran communities and how they're being affected by COVID-19. Much like most Americans, the isolation, the homeschooling, working from home, changes in healthcare, all of this is impacting our veteran communities as well.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, we were just speaking about that one hospital. I believe, I'm not sure if it was in Florida, where it was a VA center. And because of all the overflow, they had to outfit a garage. And, you know, the veterans were, you know, unfortunately having to, you know, be treated in a garage. And it affected the VA system as well. And Red Cross, you guys have been on the front lines throughout this whole, you know, ordeal. Tell us what the Red Cross has been doing through their military and veteran network.
Yes, so the Military and Veteran Caregiver Network, which I have the honor of being the director of, we help take care of those caring for our wounded, ill, injured, aging veterans. And we provide these caregivers with best practice peer support so that they can be everything to that veteran that they're caring for. We have our Red Cross animals helping, you know, cheer up people at VA hospitals. We're delivering comfort kits to patients in those hospitals. We have telehealth medical professionals who are volunteering to help reduce some of the burden on all of those providers. We have amazing volunteers who are sewing face coverings, really reaching out into their communities and making sure these veterans are getting taken care of.
Oh, my gosh. Thank God for you guys. You know, I've worked with many charities and many organizations. And, you know, even when times are good, it's difficult to get volunteers. It's difficult to get donations. What have you noticed? Have you noticed the pandemic have opened up more people willing to volunteer, or has it been tougher because people are trying to find work?
I think it's a bit of both. So we have amazing volunteers at the Red Cross who have so much going on in their lives, and the pandemic certainly has created new obstacles. But at the Red Cross, we're working really hard to create those safe volunteer opportunities, and they've never been needed more. This has been an unprecedented time, with the pandemic, but also with disasters and the critical need for blood donations. That never goes away, no matter what's going on. And the Red Cross is always there to do that and lead that mission.
So true, so true. I usually donate every 6 weeks or when I can, or 52 days. We definitely need blood. You know, we talked about convalescent plasma with severe cases. Red Cross will test your blood for antibodies. So for those people that want to help the cause, you know, but can't, you know, donate or volunteer, we could use your blood. We could definitely use your blood.
Absolutely. The need for blood is always there. I myself, as a caregiver, I know how important those blood donations are and where they go into hospitals and keeping people alive. It's one of the best things we can do right now. It's safe. We're testing. If you've had COVID-19, that convalescent plasma is still being collected. It's still treating people in the hospital. And, you know, that's a great way to step up and volunteer.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Melissa Como, Director of for the Military and Veteran Caregiver Network for the Red Cross. So you see veterans, probably a larger population of veterans than the average person. What would you say is their number one challenge? Is it getting a job? Is it finding health care? Is it finding caregivers? What are you seeing?
A little bit of all of the above. So changes in healthcare right now, there's some barriers that make it harder for caregivers to be present and included in that care. And sometimes veterans have a hard time advocating or remembering the types of things they need, like medication or appointments or even their own medical history. Unemployment, I mean, everyone's dealing with that. Military spouses have challenges with that, with our military communities moving. You know, they still have to move to different duty stations. There's been prolonged deployments where that support is needed as well. But really, the isolation has been the number one issue. That's been the biggest problem facing many veterans, not being able to see friends and families and loved ones. Going through these transitions without having your battle buddies is kind of hard. And it's hard for the families and the caregivers as well.
Absolutely. I speak to many troops and old troops from one still has many World War II veterans. And, oh, my gosh, they are funny guys. I tell you, people have they really have misconceptions about the older population. They think that, you know, all they want to do is play bingo. They have the same conversations that young folks do, and they sure know how to joke with the best of them. So I'm entertained. But, yeah, because of COVID, the groups aren't getting together. They're not having the Sunday brunches. is with the speakers. They're not having the poker nights, and you know they do need to be around others. And many of them, I'm assuming, are also have a little technologically challenged and still having issues navigating the computers. About that, Melissa, are you guys also helping this population get signed up for their vaccines?
Yes, so the Red Cross is committed to calling at least 100,000 veterans to let them know about the vaccine opportunities they have at the VA. There are opportunities also for their caregivers to get vaccinated. We want to make sure that we're helping spread the good information that's out there about vaccines, helping people get signed up. We really want to support that effort as much as possible.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, if somebody is, you know, feeling isolated and their caregiver, is usually a family member, and it's interesting. I see this dynamic where they don't get outside help. They go, well, I just want my family here, and the family is overwhelmed. You provide support to those caregivers who kind of, don't have an opportunity to kind of share some of their issues that they're dealing with.
Right. They're called hidden heroes, right? Because they're behind the scenes. Many of these caregivers are everything to everyone. And we find that, according to the RAND study, Hidden Heroes, America's Military Caregivers, a well-supported caregiver actually is one of the best chances for positive outcomes for the veteran. So supporting that family caregiver, making sure they have opportunities to talk about their stressors, providing them with resources and opportunities to practice self-care or learn resiliency skills through Red Cross resiliency workshops, we're really getting at that, as making sure that the whole family is supported and that caregiver who has to do everything and is everything to everyone has safe avenues and good places to get the support they so desperately need.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, where do you find your volunteers? How do you recruit volunteers? Is it local churches, local colleges, group? How do you find them?
Well, the best way right now is to go to redcross.org, volunteers, and you can sign up there. We have volunteer opportunities for everyone. There are virtual opportunities, there are opportunities in your community, and there's opportunities across all of the different services the Red Cross offers. So from disaster to blood collection to service to the armed forces, where you can volunteer with my network, Military Veteran Caregiver Network. There are various opportunities, and we encourage everyone to go to redcross.org/volunteers and find opportunities that will work best for them.
Absolutely. And for any of our veterans or our caregivers currently listening, where can they go for more information?
You come right to me at redcross.org/caregivers. We also know that a lot of veterans are caring for family members, and we offer all of our support to them as well. Many, many veterans are also caring for their battle buddies, people they served with, and we just want to wrap them all in the best support and resources that can make that journey so much better for everyone.
Well, we really appreciate you. I'm so excited to work with your team again on National Blood Donation Week coming up this fall. So, we'll still keep, urging, blood donations and anything we could do to help you guys, please reach out. Okay?
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
Thank you, Melissa. Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Marty from Las Vegas wants me to comment on Joe Biden's mental health and why isn't anybody talking about it. The reason why I don't talk much about Joe Biden's mental health is because it would just be opinion. You know, I could talk about the gaffes. I think the other day he said Indian Americans were taking over the country. I mean, he makes a lot of gaffes. He had talked about voter fraud. He had talked about, I mean, he had said things that, you know, get caught on camera, get caught on video and audio. And then, you know, he seems to bounce back from it because the media doesn't make an issue. And I understand people are concerned that I'm not, you know, I'm not making an issue of it. And the reason why is, as a doctor, you know, when you're in the media, you need to really be careful diagnosing somebody. I can't explain his gaffes. I know that there's been some changes. He's been a career politician for decades. I've seen that his speeches are different. I see that he needs help. You know, he forgets. He mixed up his wife and the sister. And, you know, even on the microphone once he said, you know, where am I, what am I doing, or, you know, in terms of a speech, you know, he was trying to find his cue card, and it is concerning. And you know what, I think it does deserve a conversation. It does. I mean, he's our president, he's our leader, and he is in charge, and people wonder if he is in charge. And so, you know, do I feel he has elements that could resemble dementia? I do see that there could be some cognitive deficits if he has trouble getting out the right words. Am I going to diagnose him with dementia? No. Am I going to diagnose him with Alzheimer's? No. I have no right. I'm not his physician. He has a medical history. He has a doctor. Are his gaffes concerning? Yeah. Is it concerning that he hasn't, you know, had a press conference, that he's out there speaking, you know, like, you know, Trump was, well, his people aren't going to have him do that. The less he speaks off the cuff, they, you know, they're trying to pass this, you know, $1.9 trillion package, and they've got everything going on with the border. It is concerning. As a citizen, I am concerned. It's just, I can't on air start trying to diagnose. I think there's some red flags. I think his doctors need to be on it. I think if at any time they feel he is not able to make decisions and run the country, he obviously should not be there. Many people say, shh, because then Kamala Harris is going to be president. I'll leave that up to you guys, whether you like her or not. You know, but I'm just, as a doctor, not, I don't think it's proper for me to try to diagnose somebody. Am I concerned? Yeah, I am. You know, on air he had talked about how he had the largest voter fraud, or what was his wording? You can't be saying that, because what if you accidentally tell another country we have nukes pointed at you, and that's not what you meant to say? It is concerning. You know, and you do see a hesitation, and you do see an anxiety around people, you know, similarly to, you know, what we saw with people in Trump too. You know, people were afraid, what's Trump going to say next? So I apologize if I, unlike other media outlets, you know, or like other media outlets, are not really giving it a lot of headline, but I'm with you. There's concerns. It's very apparent. I know there was a poll that came out saying they, you know, like the way he's been managing the COVID crisis. You know, how much credit goes to Trump? How much credit goes to Biden? I don't care. I just want COVID going away. I think the elections are starting to beyond what our control is anyway. I wish we did have more control with our one vote. Doesn't really seem to be that way. Not all the time, depending on where you live. So, you know, but as a physician, if you have a family member that has repeated difficulty getting the right word out, you know, forgets things, you do want to have them evaluated, because they might be losing some of their cognitive abilities. They might forget something that's serious. You know, people forget their keys. I lose my keys. I'll sometimes leave the house without putting foundation on, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I put my moisturizer on, but I forgot my foundation. I've put a blouse on backwards. I mean, we've all done things like that. I've gone to a store, walked in there going, what was I supposed to order? What was I supposed to purchase? So that's why we have shopping lists. You know, we have a lot on our minds. My husband will tell me something. If I'm in the middle of watching a movie and Michael Fassbender comes across the screen, I won't be really listening to him because I'm trying to listen to the movie. And then he said, I told you that. So, yeah, you know, we all do this or we can't hear something. But when it starts to become more apparent more often and you think your family member is going to mix up their medications, or you think your family member is going to get lost. What, didn't one woman die in the freeze a couple weeks ago because she left her house and was wandering and she had Alzheimer's and then she couldn't find her way back home? Those are concerns. Joe Biden's in the White House, so people are cooking for him. People are telling him where to go. You know, he could very easily get through his 4 years of presidency with people doing things for him and covering up certain things. And but for those of us with family members that live in other states, you really need to be quick to your threshold for saying intervention needs to be done needs to start sooner than you think. Because by the time you pick up on the dementia, many times it is too late. They've skipped their diabetes medicine, or they've skipped their medicine. Many times dementia is diagnosed in the hospital setting because of a fall, because of a poor decision, because of, and they're like, why would you do that, Dad? Why would you do that, Mom? And they've had years of cognitive decline. Now, has one of you had asked me last year, should there be regular screens done on the senior population? If you want to, if you want to go up to Granny and try to screen her, you really take your life in your own hands, because many grannies and grandpas out there would be like, get out of here. I'm going to swipe you with my cane. Get out of here. You leave me alone. You know, so geriatricians have to be very, when geriatricians, doctors that, you know, help the senior population, they have to be very sly when they bring up the topics. You know, they usually like to get family members in there, and they, because, you know, people don't want to be told that they don't, you know, they aren't doing something right. You know, people don't want to be told that they might not be able to live on their own, or they may not be able to drive. You know, there's ways to screen. There's definitely ways to screen for Alzheimer's and dementia. There's mini mental status exams where we look at your memory, your ability to do things. And it's challenging for people that have dementia. And so you could diagnose an element of it. It's just when can they not live on their own? Well, if they're a danger to themselves or others. When should they not have a pet? Well, if they're a danger to them, if they'll accidentally leave them outside in the cold or heat, if they'll forget to feed them, if they'll trip on them and have an accident, they can't live alone if they forget to lock the door. If they leave the water running, if they leave the burner on, you know, so we're aging to degrees that, I mean, look at Prince Philip. He's 99 years old. So most of my grandparents died of cancer or heart disease or something. So they never lived. I only had one relative live long enough for her to have Alzheimer's. And unfortunately, she was running outside all the time, running outside the house, almost getting hit by a car in the middle of the night. So, you know, this is new for a lot of us boomers and Xers who never had to deal with, you know, a family member that had this. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a
company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.